Here with Coach Wiley of the West Frankfort Redbirds. Coach, first year at West Frankfort, has head coach, pretty good start for the start to the West Frankfort campaign. 21-10, you're in the sectionals right now. I don't know if you could draw it up much better.
Yeah, no, it's been a good move for myself. You know, coming over from North City, and you know, it's really nice when you have, you know, a group that we have. You know, we're working hard, and we've improved so much from the beginning of the year. You know, first half of the season, you know, we're trying to figure out our identity and, you know, trying to get better and, you know, kind of get our system installed the way we want it. And now I feel like we're playing our best basketball. So it's been a pretty good second half of the season for sure.
And those 10 losses, I think, can be a little deceiving to a lot of people. Four of them come to Heron, and you hung tough with them in all four of those games. I mean, good matchup between Heron and West Frankfort just didn't fall the right way for you guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, we were close three out of the four times, and in the Midwinter Championship, they kind of handed it to us, but we didn't play that well. I mean, yeah, we were just a couple possessions away, free throws, and maybe some defensive lapses. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, Heron's had a great season. You know, they're undefeated in conference play for a reason. Nobody right. could get them. So, but we got nothing to hang our heads about there. I mean, finishing second, considering where West Frankfort's been the last couple of years, you know, finishing in last place both years. So, it's been really good in conference play also.
And then, like you said, coming from Norris City last year, you had 32 wins in your first 3 years. Not too bad. And then you look at the West Frankfort Redbirds the past two seasons, they only had 12 wins. What's different? Because this year, you know, it's a complete turnaround, kind of, I think, in a lot of eyes for both you as a coach and then the program.
Yeah, no, I mean, we just have some really, really good athletes, and, you know, they've been bought in since I got here, you know, so these guys are hungry to win, and like I said, they've just worked so hard, and, you know, their will to win is very high, and, you know, I don't think we really necessarily had any sort of expectation coming in the season, so it was just kind of come in and let it rip and see what happens, and, you know, it's kind of worked out good for us, so everybody's excited.
You like to run a fast-paced offense and a pressure-based defense. Does it fit well with your players? And then I know you don't want to look to the future too much with the sectionals going on, but you got to be thinking about it right now. Does that fit the future of the program too?
Oh, no doubt. You know, our JV guys had a very successful season as well. You know, they didn't lose a game at home, only a couple losses, and that was just due to missing some guys due to injury. So, yeah, the future is bright. I think next year could be another successful season for us because we got some, you know, returning varsity starters, but then we also bring in a new mix of personnel that knows how to play and is athletic, and I think we can do a lot of things with. So, definitely exciting.
Ethan Cully, CJ Johnson have been great weapons for you, and there it shows with them being in the 3-point showdown at the sectionals on Friday.
Yeah, no, CJ's been the man for us all year, and, you know, he's kind of been the man here the last couple years. So, no, he's had a great season. You know, Ethan coming from no varsity time a year ago to where he's at now, and, you know, he started every game except for on senior day. So, you know, he's gotten a lot better from beginning of the year till now as well. And, you know, Josh Melvin's been a load for us underneath the basket, you know, and he's another guy who didn't have any varsity time last year. And then, you know, Kyle Hammer has just kind of been really steady senior leader. He always draws our toughest assignment. And, you know, he's without him, we'd be in a tough spot, too, from a defensive standpoint. So, yeah, like you said, a lot of weapons, a lot of athleticism. We're going to be in your face for 32 minutes. But we definitely got our hands full tomorrow night.
Yeah, you talk about that. You know, it's a tough draw to start the sectional round out for. It's number one Nashville. What are the challenges that they present, and how do you address those challenges?
I mean, their size, you can't really simulate that in practice. But obviously, we have some size and length, too. You know, Boltman's a really nice player. You know, he's a matchup problem. But, you know, I think we can do some things to help neutralize him. And then Carson Parker, another really nice player, you know, 6'5 junior who can do a lot of things on the offensive end of the floor. But, you know, it's just about who can go out and make plays at this point in the season, who can kind of put some stops together, maybe make a little run or two, yeah. Knock down some free throws. You know, everybody's undefeated right now, you know, right. If you look at it. So, you know, it's anything can happen. Plus, it's a neutral site, going to be a big crowd, I feel like. So it should be a lot of fun.
You both have a common opponent in Pinckneyville. You played them in your season opener, a double overtime victory, and then They played him twice this year, split the season. Is there anything you can take from those games, take from the film, and say this is what we're going to implement and try to shut them down?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have to guard. We got to keep the ball in front of us because they really like to take to the lane and, you know, get to the basket and kind of get you in some foul trouble. And then we also have to rebound the basketball and not allow any second chances. That's going to be our two biggest points of emphasis going into tomorrow.
And then finally, this might be the hottest the program's ever been in at least the past 12 years. 8 of the past 10 you've won, 21-10, like we've said, first regional title in 12 years, best record in the past 12 years. How do you take that momentum and that emotions that the players have and put that to use?
I mean, yeah, we're ready to play. I mean, you know, these guys we're on cloud 9 Friday night, but then, you know, that Saturday rolls around, you got to turn the page and, you know, kind of refocus and get back to work. So, I think our guys are ready to play. You know, we need another good practice today to kind of help us prepare. But obviously, in my eyes, we have nothing to lose. I mean, you know, Nashville's the number one ranked team in the state for a reason. You know, obviously, we're going to be ready with a game plan and, you know, try and execute the best we can and look to get a W. So,
thanks a lot, Coach. Best of luck tomorrow.
Yep. Thank you.